In the morning, the youth awoke and remembered the beautiful princess he had met. He rushed down to the great hall where he was greeted not by Akia, but by one of her many sisters. "The brocade is ready for you," she told him. "Please thank your mother for loaning it to us." "But where is Princess Akia?" he asked. "I'm afraid she had to leave suddenly," said the princess. "She sends you her best wishes." The son was disappointed not to see Akia again, but he knew the time had come for him to leave. He rolled up the brocade and put it under his jacket to protect it. Then he mounted his horse and rode away from the beautiful palace. He rode back across the sea of ice and over the mountain of fire. Finally, he arrived back at the mountain pass and the home of the old man. "You have done well, young man," the old man said with a wrinkled smile. The youth thanked him for all his help and climbed off the horse. It immediately turned back to stone. "Now I must be on my way," he said. "I still have a long walk before I reach home." "Wait," said the old man. "I have something that will get you there a bit quicker." The old man went into his house and returned with a pair of shoes made of deerskin. "Put these on your feet," he said. The youth did so, and immediately he was transported back to his humble hut.